Hello, and welcome to Weekly Intuitive Astrology and Energies with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me as we take a look at the astrology from November 6th through the 13th. We're going to talk a bit more about the 1111 portal, and we're going to see what channel messages come through in today's show. If you are new to the program, welcome, and it's always my intention that you find something in this podcast episode that resonates with you, that supports your journey, that connects with something you are moving through or trying to understand or heal. It is my intention that we use astrology to support our human journey, that the cosmos and the bigger energy cycles in the galaxy are part of us. They are supporting us. These are energies that we have power and choices around, that we choose to work with the flows that are bigger than us, and we understand how there are many ways we can live and experience an amazing life. And certainly, this has been an intense time here on planet Earth. The past year, the past decade, you could say the past 25 to 30 years have all brought up a lot of energies that we at a soul level chose to work with, that we are powerful beings who are here to be very aware of our power, to understand our energies, and astrology is a tool that helps us with this. And when we sync up with the power of astrology and the cosmos, we really elevate ourselves to higher places and higher levels of consciousness. So that's my general philosophy and how I approach astrology. There are many different ways that people practice and incorporate astrology into their world. I am a channel. I have been studying spirituality for many years. I've been studying astrology for 30 years. And it's something that I have kept returning to throughout my life. And I'm excited to share it with more people who are opening up to these amazing systems that we have at our disposal. So in this weekly podcast, we talk about the astrology that's happening, as well as what you might be feeling energetically, what might be coming up for you spiritually, and also how we have more support than we're consciously aware of. And I say this because it is our free will that determines what we believe in and what we connect to, what we choose, what we want in our life. Our free will is a very powerful part of the human game. And so as we step into what that means to energetically and consciously use our free will, we open up to other timelines, other trajectories of possibilities that the soul wasn't able to choose in previous lifetimes. And there's a lot about this time right now where we are deeply clearing, cleansing, and purging. This is one of the gifts of Scorpio energy. The sun is in Scorpio, Mercury retrograde is in Scorpio, and so we're doing some deep digging that goes into what our energy holds, what's below the surface, what isn't seen with the naked eye, but what we feel. And sometimes it can be complex and complicated, and we don't know where the story originated, or we don't know where these feelings are coming from. But that is our intuitive GPS system kicking in, saying, there's something here. Pay attention. Be aware. And this next week is really powerful. It has incredible astrology, and it is a time of a lot of things moving out, moving away, being finished. And I feel it at that energetic level as certainly support from the sun, the sun's power, the sun's rays, the neutrinos from the sun. And since eclipse season, we have had a lot more light on the planet. And this light has been through the energy of human consciousness rising. It's been watched and tabulated through the Schumann resonance. It's been through the overall shifting intentions and desires of us, the ones who are on a path of awakening and who want to be more aware and more conscious, there's been a big opening up. Well, it looks like Pandora's box, but it's like a light box. It's like an opening up and shining spotlights and flashlights into deep, dark corners and caves. And this is the work of Scorpio, the investigator, the one who researches and goes into these places that before, perhaps, there was not an opening or there was not a timeline to go into these energies. So we're really doing that on a few levels. You know, it's happening on the 3D level, but it's also happening on the 5D and above level, which is the energetics of ourselves and understanding more of what has shaped you, what has formed you, the energies you've absorbed, the emotions you have felt that weren't your own, perhaps even what you have been unconsciously subscribing to that you realize isn't your truth, isn't your belief system, or no longer resonates with who you are. We have a lot of support here to rise up and look at what we are learning. That's because of Jupiter in Sagittarius, which is completing the journey through Sag December 3rd. So we have less than a month of Jupiter in Sagittarius energy. And this is where we want to explore, expand, have a good time, have some fun, get out in the world, you know, see the higher perspective, the bigger picture. The Jupiter energy is also reminding us to stay open. You don't know everything. You don't have all the information that exists in the galaxy. And in fact, how could we? But there's a sense of, look at what we are learning. And this is individually and collectively. What are we learning about ourselves, the spiritual journey? But also, what are we learning about humanity? What are we learning about the state of the world? What are we learning about the darkness, for example? Or the understanding that everything can be a teacher. And if you are in that modality of curiosity, of openness, of wanting to step out of where you were perhaps locked in to a belief or a perspective, then you're going to keep expanding. And this Jupiter energy rewards. It makes things easier, brings in opportunities, and it reminds you to keep trusting and to keep having faith in yourself. Now, Venus is also in Sagittarius now and trailing behind Jupiter. The two will meet up. It actually will be November 19th and 23rd, but I'm calling it the second half of November. And it's because the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter, which in traditional astrology, both planets are known as the benefics, as in they're beneficial. Traditional astrology was a little bit more black and white, if you will, about understanding what was a good planet and what was a bad planet. More modern astrology is much more open-minded and much more about how everything can psychologically support us if we desire that. And so when Venus and Jupiter meet up, they expand goodness. They expand light. They expand love. It's a love expansion energy. And they are meeting up at the Galactic Center, which is a huge power point in our galaxy of higher energies. This is a time of downloads, of looking at what you're ready to integrate in your heart, in your sense of self-love, in your ability to be at one with the cosmos, and how that can sustain us with renewed faith going into 2020. So a very big power period. Again, that's the second half of November, but that's what we're building up to. And as you clear out and get rid of some of these fears that have been absorbed from others, either through this lifetime or other lifetimes, there's a deeper healing that occurs at the soul level. And a lot of work is actually happening over the next week with Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. Mercury is moving backwards. Well, that is the illusion, as a planet never truly moves in reverse. It's just how we see it here from our tiny place in the solar system. And this Mercury retrograde is very beneficial. And what I've noticed in my own world is that anything that you have to do twice, that you have to redo, reconsider, reread, reprioritize, anything you have to fix, an even better solution or opportunity comes through right away. And this Mercury retrograde is asking you to get rid of something that you have perhaps held on to mentally, Mercury being our cerebral energy and our mental processes, how we consume energy and information, how we put it into our brains and how it stays there, and where we're ready to say, I'm done with this. I've limited myself with these thoughts and I'm going to take responsibility for it. And that responsibility component shows up through the strong Capricorn energies that are building into January 2020. And Mercury is working harmoniously with Saturn in Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn, also working harmoniously with Neptune in Pisces and the North Node in Cancer, which also means the South Node in Capricorn. Mercury is connecting with outer planets and points to create a deep psychological change, a deeper reprogramming and deconditioning around where you have been locked into something that you didn't even realize was in your unconscious or subconscious. And as I say this, I'm getting the image of the brain, but the very deep inner layers of the brain. And I'm not a neurologist, so I don't know what that's called, but it's like there's the outside of the brain that you can see in a model or in an x-ray, right? And you can see the lines and the curves and the intricacies of the brain. I'm talking about the cellular DNA level, deeper in the brain. Okay, wow. So it actually pertains to bloodlines. And the family lineages. Is it brain stem cells? Brain cells that are like they've been rock solid in us. And I'm getting it as I'm seeing now links in a chain that goes back through eons of time, because there were, it was family, it's family programming, but it's bloodline, which means it might not be your immediate family in this lifetime. It could be a family from five lifetimes ago, or your great, great paternal grandfather. It's like that kind of a bloodline, which goes much deeper than our immediate families in this current timeline. And I'm seeing this programming that the mind has held, and it has support now to be seen. And new choices are emerging around what you keep and what goes, what's transformed, what is dead. When planets are in Scorpio, they change permanently. That is the job of Scorpio. It's meant to take one level of consciousness or one energy and move it through a deeper process of purging and enlightenment. And so that's why something must die, must be over, must be complete, so that there can be a renewal of life force, a renewal of energy, a renewal of consciousness. And so the Scorpio energy can show up as literal death, as literal extremes around anything that is emotionally intense and passionate and desires. But the energetics of it revolve around how we take something as far as it can go at one level of consciousness, and it has the power, that Scorpio power, to transform it into another form, another expression. So we are all doing that, and that's where the secrets come out and things are revealed, and what was hidden comes to the light. And that's the job of Scorpio, is to get it out, to have it be seen for what it is, the truth of a matter, the truth of a feeling, the truth of a bloodline, or the truth of who you are. And it's also one of the key words of Sagittarius is truth, that rises you up, that gets you moving again, because it's a fire sign, gets you going, gets you motivated, fills you with a renewed hope that you can tackle or move into the next area of life that's right for you. So the energies of right now, especially over this next week, are reminding you that you have bigger support than what you realized before. And in fact, what I feel so strongly is that many of you are the very first in your family. You are the first in your bloodline to understand all this. And so now I'm also getting that image of how these bloodlines are not all from this planet. Many of you are star seeds. Many of your energies are at home in other places of the galaxy. You've got like that temporary visitor badge here on planet Earth, and you don't feel at home here. This is a harsh planet. This is a intense environment, and you said, I'm gonna come here to support this planet, removing fear, removing density, removing darkness, and I'm going to help do that personally, and then I'm going to help do that collectively with the energy field. Because if there weren't conscious, awake people on the planet, it would be even darker and denser, and it's almost like it would be a 3D matrix cage, a cage that is locked in. But we are, it's so many people have been, it's like you've risen above the cage and you see what it was, you see what your life has been, you see what shaped you, what formed you, what you had to experience in order to claim more of your power. And you're not in that 3D matrix cage anymore. And as I say that, you know, this is part of the matrix energy that's related to Capricorn, Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. And that cage is what is shaking right now and crumbling. And as I say this, I'm now getting the image of the Roman Forum in Rome as it looks today, where whether you've been to Rome or not, you've probably seen the pictures of the Colosseum. You've seen the pictures of the Forum, and you know, Rome is this amazing eternal city of antiquity and of how things used to be. And so that is kind of what I'm seeing around this 3D matrix energy right now, and how, oh wow, Rome was actually a replica of Atlantis, ancient Rome. And there are overlaps to how Atlantis and Rome evolved. And now as I say this, I'm seeing how Roman architecture is still prominent in our modern lives, as if it's a reminder, the visual signals of Rome, of Atlantis, of the energies, of the experiences, and how that's what's falling again, right? And how that's what's crumbling down. But it's a different version of it at this point than it was previously. And there is cosmic support over this next week and over this month to maintain a higher perspective of it all. And so that is showing up as Mercury is connecting with Neptune and Pisces, reminding us to stay detached, to trust a process, a long-term process, by the way. I mean, these are big energies go through the next decade, okay? It's like there's big energies into 2027, 2028, 2029, 10 years from now that we're moving into. But what's happening is that we're gathering strength. We're tuning into our light. There's a new alignment for millions of people of what this planet is meant to be about. Oh my goodness, I'm starting to get tears in my eyes. It's raining in my eyes. It's raining in my eyes when I think about what this planet is meant to be about, like the potential of it to be this beautiful, safe, nurturing place in the solar system that has moved past and moved through darkness, fear, density, control, power, all these experiments and dynamics that came through strongly with Atlantis. We are healing the Atlantis wound. Okay, I've never said that before. Okay, we are healing the Atlantis wound that is in within each of us. And now they're showing me it's within our brains. So that's what's at these very deep levels of our brains. And now they're showing me how our tiny human brains represent the earth, and that it's also the energies deeply ingrained towards the core of earth that are being healed. And so that's one of the overlaps, is that the energy within the depths of our brains that have existed through lifetimes, through many bloodlines, resemble the energy at the core of the planet. And we're deeply healing what we've allowed to be acceptable on this playground. And the big purging that is happening now, that's been underway for a while, but that's gaining energy and momentum, is happening because people are understanding what is true and what is right and what they want on this planet more than ever. And so in order to do that, we have to be purging out and removing individual souls or individual energies on the playground who haven't used their free will with responsibility, with integrity, with respect for other human beings. And there's this collective push that says no more. This is not okay. This is not acceptable. We're not going to treat each other this way. It's a new level of responsibility coming through. And this is part of the Pluto in Capricorn journey, where Pluto entered Capricorn back in 2008. Of course, 2008 was big for financial markets and the collapse of the housing market. It then revealed the Ponzi schemes and, you know, a lot of the big banks on Wall Street crashed. It was a big reality check of what has not been in integrity. So now we're moving through until 2025 and continuing this purge. And now it's arrived at the bigger institutions and structures, governments, big business, that is the domain of Capricorn energies. And the deeper work that Pluto has been stirring up, well, now Saturn is coming in, and Saturn has the handcuffs. Saturn says, okay, time to pack your bags. There are consequences to your actions, but don't worry, we have a special place for you in Guantanamo Bay. We have a special prison cell just for you, and there it's time. You know, Saturn in Capricorn says, it's time. So we're moving through this collapse of energies that collectively we don't want on the planet. What's the show? Survivor. You've been voted off the island. You've been voted off the island, but we hope you've learned from this. We hope that your soul has discovered some important things, whether it's, you know, even 18 lifetimes from now. This is a big time for all souls on the planet to be learning and understanding more about integrity, responsibility, and their own energy. November is important for all of this, okay? Because so much of November relates to January, where this Mercury retrograde is stirring up stuff and bringing it up to our awareness. And in fact, this just happened last night or yesterday, November 5th, where there was a story released from the ABC news anchor, Amy Robach, talking about how she had this whole story on Jeffrey Epstein 3 years ago. And she's not on air talking. She has what's called a hot mic, meaning her microphone is on and there's a camera rolling, but she's not on the air broadcasting. And it shows her talking about everything that she knew that they were working on and how ABC shut off the story. So perfect example of Mercury retrograde in Scorpio revealing secrets, bringing up what we need to see. Another example of this, if you listened to the show a few months ago now, I talked about how the coroner for Jeffrey Epstein, Dr. Michael Baden, was the one who was in charge of his overall ruling of the body. And he was just on a show in the UK talking about how Jeffrey Epstein was, the damage to his body was not from suicide. It looked more like homicide. So he's on the record publicly saying this in the UK, not in the US, but in the UK. And so this is yet another revelation of secrets, information coming out for the public to be aware of. And this is all gaining momentum. This is all moving through us as we prepare for new reality checks about the world at large, about Capricorn figures, people in leadership, in authority, in places of responsibility, and what's been happening behind the scenes. So it's playing out, and this information is pivotal to what will be in play in 2020 and beyond. So the astrological connections of November are quite fascinating, and they're meant to be a source of emerging power. The power within you that's rising up because you've seen a truth in yourself. You've had a deeper understanding, and now you have the power to heal and change at a soul level. I mean, that's why it's so deep, is that this is a bigger picture thing. It's not simply about November 2019 or this lifetime even. The story is much bigger. And as the sun in Scorpio continues through the second decan of Scorpio, it also makes these supportive connections to Saturn in Capricorn at 16 degrees, Neptune at 16 degrees of Pisces retrograde, and Pluto at almost 21 degrees of Capricorn. So the sun is now meeting up with these bigger energies. And there are bigger stories coming out within you. I mean, yes, it happens on the global level and that there are stories being revealed. But I'm feeling this at like that deeper soul awareness level that you could really, really be feeling a shift within you that you can't quite put your finger on. That you can't quite understand, but you feel it. And feeling it could be the best thing you do. Simply trust that feeling, trust what has changed in you. So the sun in Scorpio will sextile Saturn in Capricorn and trine Neptune in Pisces, both at 16 degrees on November 8th and 9th. Big day for making decisions, taking action, making commitments, moving ahead. This is a very positive energy. And then the sun in Scorpio will sextile Pluto in Capricorn the following week. That will happen at 21 degrees of Capricorn on November 14th. So this sun in Scorpio is really strong and really requiring us to be brutally honest with ourselves. Brutally honest about what you want and what is important to you. And then we have Mercury retrograde working with the sun. Will be conjunct the sun at 18 degrees on November 11th and 12th. At the same time, Mercury retrograde will be sextiling Pluto in Capricorn on November 11th. And of course, 11-11 is the portal of spiritual growth and expansion. So this is a true, I'm getting this image of a huge clearing at a soul level of stories, emotions, things you've carried that you know are no longer your truth. The 11-11 portal is an important time to make a declaration to the universe, God, source, spirit, whatever you call it, about who you are now. Who you are now, what you claim in your energy field and in your journey, and why it's essential for you at a soul level. There's so many transits over the next week that things are moving fast, and we need to be very intentional with our thoughts and where things go. And so don't be afraid to cut something off and kill it in your mind, in your commitments, in your world. I mean, there's choices here that need to be made, and you're choosing energies. You're choosing the energy that is best for you for the long term. And that's what the Capricorn energies also are asking of us, is to think about the long-term impact of what you want and where you're going. And now I'm feeling that again as it pertains to the earth and how we are. We're doing a lot of work this week with Mercury and the sun. And that's what will impact the bigger energy fields of the earth, of humanity, and of the cosmos. So there's something about this next week that is about focusing on your own energy, and that's what will create a ripple effect that goes out beyond what can be measured. Now, we also have the Taurus full moon at 20 degrees on November 12th, and I have a separate video for you on YouTube about this full moon that is really quite amazing. The full moon at 20 degrees is trining Pluto in Capricorn. That right there is very powerful. That's where you're making a declaration about what you want and what matters to you, what you need, what you want to create, what you want to manifest. There can be some big realizations around how you've given your power away because it is a full moon. So the moon is opposing the sun in Scorpio and that can represent other people's energies. So you're calling back what is essential for you, what you want, what you really need in order to feel that you're connected to the earth, to the planet, but it is based in a sense of self-value and self-worth. There's a renewal energy here. So there's more about the full moon on YouTube. It's just a very powerful one. And you would want to look in your natal chart where 20 degrees of Taurus is. And that's where the moon is shining her great, big, beautiful light. So very, very powerful Taurus full moon here. We are also going to be having Mars in Libra, sextiling Jupiter in Sagittarius at 25 degrees on November 12th and 13th. There's just so much energy around 11, 12, and 13th of this month that things are shifting permanently. And I feel it as an opening into like tunnels of darkness experiencing more light. Because I'm seeing the light shine into more places that have not experienced light. And when I say light, I know there's many ways that that can be interpreted. This is the light of truth. This is the light of power. This is a light of integrity. Like, it's a very high vibe energy. And it's really not about a human quality, if that makes sense. It's not about a human's ability to do something. This is like a bigger cosmic light that I'm seeing. A light of energy. And you know what? I just remembered something. I saw a story a few months ago about how our galaxy's black hole, as in the Milky Way black hole, has lit up. It's suddenly just shining with more light, and nobody knows why. And you can Google it, you know, galaxy, black hole, lighting up, Milky Way, whatever you want to type in. And it's a very rare thing. Okay. So this would connect to where I was feeling more light coming onto the planet from this summer. And then why this light is now finally making its way to our little tiny green and blue marble in the cosmos. And why there is more energetic support at this time. And I feel like this is such a good reminder, because it's so easy to go into some of our fears, whether they are personal or collective or global. And that's just part of our human experience. We do that at times. We have fears. That is okay. That is normal. But it's how you move through it. It's what your tools are for moving through it that really count. And so I'm feeling like there is such a cosmic support right now that's bigger than, again, any single one of us, that reminds us of what's possible and where we're going. And I know that there is a lot of talk about the January 2020 alignments, and, you know, it just depends how awake you are, or how much you know about things that are happening that's not reported in the mainstream media, because it's going to shock people at different levels of their beingness. But for some of us, you know, if you've known this stuff for years, it's a celebration. It's like, finally, this stuff is coming out. Finally, it's being revealed. Because these are not the energies that we want on this planet. And it's certainly not the people we want running this planet. You know, we don't want these horrible pedophiles on the planet. We don't want the human trafficking, the child trafficking, the organ harvesting, and all the gross things that are happening. That's not what we want here. So we're going to need to vote some people off the island. And that's the bigger picture. That's one version of it. There's more versions of it. There's more ways that the energy is being cleared from this beautiful planet of ours. But I feel like there's a celebration energy here. And I don't mean that to sound Pollyanna. It's to definitely hard stuff. It is emotional. It is intense. But overall, if you take a long-term perspective, you know, we are shifting the trajectory of the planet. And I've said this before about how this is a time in our life that you're going to talk about to your family for decades to come. And you'll be like, I was there. I was there on the planet during this grand cycle changing over, where there was an ending of a dynasty. There was the ending of what was acceptable and what was okay in power circles. It's ending, and I was there, and it was bumpy and rocky, and there was uncertainty, but we got through it because we are here to handle these big changes. So that's part of the strong Scorpio energy, is it reminds you that you're here and you can handle it, that you're here at a soul level to handle some bigger cycles of energies that are coming through. Oh, and okay, this is so funny. I mentioned Mars in Libra, right? Sextiling Jupiter and Sag at 25 degrees on November 12th and 13th. And then I went off on another tangent. Because I was seeing all this light coming in. And I feel like that Mars in Libra is the activator. It's like the hand that turns on the flashlight. There's something activating here when Mars sextiles Jupiter. I mean, this is, again, a forward motion, ready to take action, ready to take the right action. What you've been thinking about, you could feel a surge in moving forward with it. Mars in Libra is ruled by Mercury, who we know is retrograde, but it's a supportive retrograde that's purging and clearing out. So this Mars is going to finally get some traction. And that is, again, November 12th and 13th, that there's going to be movement, connections, something clicking that I think on a bigger scale is going to feel like it's right on time. Mars is in Libra until November 19th, and then it enters Scorpio, of course. One of the signs that Mars is strong in is Scorpio. And then Mars is going to move through Scorpio and be connecting positively with the North Node, Neptune, Saturn, and Pluto. So that's where there's going to be a surge here. November 20th, a surge of right action, right alignment with the next steps, movement, and understanding that it was okay to have to wait a little bit. So over this next week, if you feel you have to hold back, or that the energy isn't quite there to support something that you're, you know, doing or working on, or a relationship, I feel like that's really going to change November 19th, 20th, and 21st. So if you can hold off on a week, it may even be easier to take action once Mars is in Scorpio. So these are certainly big times, and we are here for it. We are ready for it. You can handle it. You've got this. You can trust yourself. And this is part of the great awakening. This is part of understanding the power in being human, is that we are more than just simply our five senses and, you know, a nice car. You know, we're here to be even more of our soul's energy in human form. And it's quite an exciting time. And that means we're going to be able to ride out the deeper bumps or potholes or sinkholes. But we have what we need because of how human consciousness is on point and it's moving forward. And don't doubt that you're a part of that. You know, you're absolutely a part of it when you're connecting with these kinds of messages and they're resonating with you. They're simply affirmations of what your soul has always known and reminders. Oh my goodness. I'm hearing reminders of home, of that place that we connect to that is our normal vibration, the higher vibrations of peace, love, compassion, acceptance, joy, abundance, forgiveness. These are the energies that are flooding the planet. And hey, sometimes it takes a lot to shift out the darker, denser energies, but we are healing the Atlantis wound. We are healing the mental programming that was ensconced in fear and untruths. And we are rising up with new declarations about what you want in your life, about what you know you are here to create. I mean, in all honesty, there's no reason why people have to limit their dreams or limit what they're capable of in this lifetime. It's like every person can do the work that they love to do. You know, you can get paid for doing almost anything these days. And there's no reason why we can't be in abundance. We can't have joy. We can't have the right partnerships and relationships and friendships. All of that is possible now, more so than ever before. And I believe this is the new truth that we're choosing. So I'm going to leave you with that to sit with and embrace and own in yourself and in your energy. And I'm so grateful for your connection and your time. And thank you to those of you who send emails and reach out and you send messages. I mean, I so appreciate it. I wish I had time to respond to everything. It's certainly not possible right now. I do have help, you know, I do have support, but I just want you to know that it is appreciated. And once there's more time in the day, I would love to connect with more of you personally. So thank you so much for being here. I'll be back on Monday with another episode, and we will continue rocking through this very powerful time. And I'm glad that we are all here together doing so. You can find out more about my current offerings below this episode. I offer business development support for healers, anyone who's here to improve the planet and set up the business. I can help you with that. I have books that I've written and published that you might be interested in. And then anything else that I offer in the way of online courses that can help you with your astrology knowledge or anything else. Thank you so much, friends. I'll see you here back next week. And get ready, because what a ride. What an amazing time. I'll talk to you soon.